Thomas Appleby saw the ghost on the morning of his 90th birthday. Thomas rose early, as he always did. When he was young, he had been starved of sleep, had longed for a proper bed with sheets. Now his sheets came from Ireland and smelt of lavender, but his body needed little rest. Thomas used the chamber pot, then dressed slowly. He was in fine shape for a man his age, as the doctor had told him on his last visit out to Maruru. Which means, thought Thomas Riley, that even if my bones ache, I can still hobble down to the river with my walking stick. Thomas looked out of the window. This, too, was ritual. In the old days, he checked that all was well. That the ruse hadn't broken into the corn crop overnight, that a sheep hadn't got cast in wet weather, its wool so heavy it couldn't rise and needed rescuing. Nowadays, he looked out onto lawn and flowers, not sheep or corn. But beyond the river, he could still see his paddocks shining autumn gold below the gum trees. Some people said that gum trees looked like old, bent men, but Thomas had always thought they looked like girls with long, white limbs, reaching up into the sky. Thomas blinked. There was someone on the lawn, peering up at the house as though looking for someone. He peered out of the window again. The figure looked strange somehow, indistinct. It was almost as though he could see the roses through it, and the green of the grass. A ghost? Thomas smiled to himself. Ridiculous. Years ago, Jem had told him that the ghosts of chimney sweeps haunted the chimneys where they died. But Thomas had never seen a ghost. Never expected to see one either. His eyes must be playing tricks. Thomas banged on the windowsill with his cane.
"Ahoy there!"
he called. The ghost, if it was a ghost, paid no attention. It was as though it didn't hear. For a moment, Thomas considered pulling the bell for one of the maids and ordering her to investigate. But he couldn't ask a maid to hunt for a ghost. No, he'd go downstairs himself. Thomas grasped his cane firmly and began the journey, for it was a journey now, he admitted to himself, along the hall and down the stairs. If there was a ghost down there, he'd find it.